All right, everyone. Welcome back to the second half of day five. And in this session, we will be talking about charges. We will be talking about summary of the decisions that have been made and closing comments and so forth. So this is the last session, and from what's been a very good week. And at this point, is there any comments, questions before we get into the first part of the session?
We just have a postcard.
Of course. Thank you.
You're very welcome. Oh, you know what would happen?
Brailer repair at the Howe Press building with Dan Roy, Director of Brailer Operations.
This is a service. This is where we service the classic brailers.
As we enter the original Howe Press building where brailer repair takes place, we encounter a technician seated at a workstation next to a wooden workbench with several bright blue Perkins brailers lined up side by side. In the background, the shop opens into a large room filled with additional workbenches, computer monitors, desk lamps, paper calendars, and green storage organizer bins stacked with small parts. Industrial shelving is stacked with organized plastic storage bins containing parts. The bins are labeled pressure roller beams, space bar, carriages, aprons, alongside of a cabinet of small metal drawer units containing small hardware pieces.
So we service about, on average, 500 to 600 brailers a year. And as you know, we have service centers all over the world, but this is our service center at Perkins.
The next stop on our tour is the brailer cleaning station, where a man is working inside an open metal cleaning or blast cabinet, holding a compressed air hose or tool directed at a brailer skeleton resting inside of the cabinet. The large off-white metal cabinet has an open front with a dark stained interior. Overhead, large metal ventilation ducts run along the ceiling to vent fumes or dust. To the left of the cabinet is a large red industrial washer basin and disposal bins where brailers are dipped in solvent for cleaning. To the left of the orange washer is a red round bin with a red lid. On top of the lid sit a few small metal parts or tools. As we move through the service area, we have a wide view down a long storage aisle and utility area inside of the workshop. The floor is smooth gray painted concrete with a bright red tape line applied to the floor in the foreground, marking a boundary or safety walkway zone. Along the left wall stands a long row of tall olive green industrial metal shelving units extending into the background, holding large cardboard boxes, yellow plastic bins, tools, equipment, and various metal brailer parts and units in different stages of assembly or repair. The smart brailer repair station, where a man is seated at the work table, has a large schematic poster of the smart brailer mounted high on the wall above the workstation. The poster displays a detailed parts list table with columns for number, description, and quantity. In the center of the poster, we see an exploded technical diagram of the smart brailer with a view of the internal mechanical assembly.
Yeah, this thing's about things. So as we find an item, we put it up on the board.
And what's the most unique thing that's ever been found in a brailer?
God, I don't know. There's you know, the last picture, I don't know, some kind of money. But the, yeah, monopoly pieces, Sorkin.
The Wall of Shame is a large, vertically oriented board which is covered with objects scattered across the entire surface with no strict order, giving it a found object, art display, or shadow box feel. Here is a detailed breakdown of layout and notable items. Two bright green plastic or painted toy wrenches, several wooden and graphite pencils in various lengths and colors scattered throughout, an Ace of Spades playing card, a small dollar bill in U.S. currency, half of a $5 bill, various aged business cards, tags, tickets, and paper slips, a brown square card printed with the number 13, screws, keys, metal brackets, clips, and small metal gears, a small wooden ruler, multiple plastic hair combs, small round mirrors and glass pieces, a large die or domino-like brown square with white dots, small yellow, red, and blue plastic buttons, beads, and stars dotted all around, a yellow plastic miniature banana, and a sponge fragment, a pocket knife casing, and various small figurines or charms. Thank you for visiting the Howe Press Building Brailler Repair Operations.
Well, thank you, Jen, for sharing those, and thank you, Wendy, for producing them. All right. Anything else before we move on? Good. All right. Then I'm going to hand the floor over to Jen, who's going to be leading our discussion about charges.
Thank you, Judy. Honestly, my hat's off to Wendy that she read, you know, went through all those lists of things and did not laugh. It's pretty impressive. I was having a hard time not laughing. Okay. Okay, let me just. So what we're going to do, as the agenda indicates, we're going to be talking about charges and what I want to start with is kind of what's the intent behind charges? I mean, I know we've been talking about these for a while, but it's more just to kind of set the background before we get into the specifics of charges we already have and what we want to do as we move forward. So just to let you know how I kind of envision this going, a bit of an overview of the, you know, agenda for this discussion. Is that I'm going to do that. I'm going to kind of set the stage. And once I've done that, then I'm going to summarize the report on ICEB charges that was included in the midterm packet. So what I'd like to do, if this is okay with you, Judy, is I would like to be able to get through the setting the stage before we actually have any kind of discussion, because I just want to make sure that everything's on the table before we start talking about this. So if I say something and someone on the executive is like, I have no idea what she's talking about, that wasn't clear, then I'm Marie, you can let me know. I'll hear the raised hand, but I've made Jaws stop talking, so it's not distracting. So, you know, I'm willing to take those kinds of questions, but in terms of the actual discussion, I'd like to kind of have that a little bit later on. And then at the end of this time, if Judy so decrees it, if there is time for other attendees, observers to ask questions, then that's fine as well. So with that, I am going to get started. So again, just to clarify, the intent behind charges is really breaking down the work that a committee does into smaller portions, right, to make them manageable. So one of the things that you know, that I would kind of use as a descriptor is the idea of, I don't know if any of you have heard of this, probably many of you have, the idea of, like, you can do them with goals, right, for performance review, like SMART, smart charges or smart goals or whatever it might be. And the letters, it's like S is for specific, M is for, oh my goodness,
Measurable.
I'm blank. Measurable, thank you. I was cocky and didn't write it down because I for years I was a performance management advisor in the government, and I had to deal with this all the time. I'm like, oh, SMAR, I know what these are. My mind just blanks. So yeah, they are specific, so they're not vague. They're measurable, so you can quantify them. They are, and there's different models of this, but basically they're attainable. It's possible to, actually do them. They need to be relevant. So obviously, we're not going to give a committee a charge that doesn't make any sense to what they do. And then time bound, right? For any charge, it's ideal if you can have some sort of time frame around it. At least if someone's asking me to do something, I really want sort of that what by when. We don't always do that with our charges, which is fine. But that's part of the smart the smart framework. So what I want to clear up as well is when we're using the word charge, what are we saying? What are we not saying? So in a sense, it's a little bit like a task. And I know that the other day when we were talking, for the CMC, we've got tasks and charges. And the main difference between the tasks and the charges is that the tasks haven't officially been assigned. So it is fair to say that a charge in a way is like a task that is assigned. I do want to clarify that, and again, from my perspective, is that this is different from a term like a committee terms of reference. So I'll give an example from the finance committee, where the finance committee, was responsible for kind of all things financial to do with the for the organization. So there were a number of things that I, as a treasurer, had needed to do, and then would chair the committee and get advice from the finance committee. But then there could be a discussion where the executive says, "You know what? We're gonna need to do such and such, that's very specific and isn't, necessarily something you want to have in a terms of reference, because the terms of re committee terms of reference is more broad, overarching, and then the charge is like a specific thing that you would do." So, we can, if people have questions or concerns about that, we can certainly come to that later. But I just wanted to distinguish that I don't consider those two to be the same thing. Certainly a charge should be in line with the terms of reference, but they're not the same thing. Another thing to note about charges is that the executive committee can and definitely has charged different committees to do things, but also a committee can request a charge. And I think we've had that happen sometimes as well, but I just wanted to clarify that it's not just a one-way street. And full disclosure, we do here are my we the US member of ICEV uses charges, and it works very well. The Canadian member does sometimes as well, and has more so in the past. So other organizations do this, and it does really work well in terms of helping to keep a committee on focus. I know when I've chaired committees and there have been charges, it really helps me, especially when I have to give a report, to go, okay, have we done these? Have we not done these? Have we done some of them? Have we found that maybe some of them are not as relevant and not as smart as we thought? Or do we need some new things to be assigned because something has come up that maybe is urgent? So it does really help, I have found, from the position of the committee chair, to help sort of guide the process. So when it comes to the charges, and if any of you have looked at the spreadsheet that we have, and of course, no doubt everybody has thoroughly reviewed the report I sent out, you will know that there are dispositions to charges. And we can have things in ICEB, and I'll get to this in the report, but in ICEB, we have Ongoing charges. We have charges that we've discarded for various reasons, and often very good reasons. And we have charges that are done, or completed. So those are the three dispositions. I'm going to outline a couple of recommendations that I have, and when I do, I'll talk about, some dispositions that I think might also be useful for us to consider adding. But I'll just leave the disposition. I mean, it's just obviously helpful to, again, did we finish this? Or, just again, it's all part of the tracking process, which, again, we have a spreadsheet, and Matthew has done a lot of work on the spreadsheet as well. So thank you, Matthew. One of the things that in, sort of talking to Judy about this, I sort of realized, there was a period of time kind of back, I want to say 2016, my first term on the executive, where I kind of managed the spreadsheet. And then in the second term, I have helped with it, but I haven't done as much because, again, because Matthew, you created this, with the tasks and the part, the work sheet that has, the sources of where these charges came from. So, which is again excellent. But I think in just in the tracking, I want to make sure that we have maybe a process. I think I've sort of been, not wanting to, sort of, manipulate too much or do too much with the spreadsheet that we currently have, although I've certainly updated some of the things, and the drop-down menus were very helpful. So it is important to have somebody who's tracking, keeping track of that document and responsible for updating it, because it, you look at something and go, oh, it says it's ongoing, but I actually think maybe that's done. Or, I mean, that's usually the thing. If something's done, that's usually right, or if it's discarded, right? But it's the charges that are ongoing where you go, oh, maybe we've already done this. So it's just, if we're gonna have this system of charges, we definitely want to be, having a good system for tracking it, which I think we do have at this point. I'm going to go on to the recommendations that I have. I don't think they're controversial or shocking or anything, but does anybody, is there anything that anyone on the executive would like me to clarify or, before I go on? Okay. Not hearing anything. So just a couple of things. Again, I mentioned this with the dispositions. I would recommend that we add a couple of dispositions. Again, these are ones that BANA has, and certainly I am not suggesting in any way that we have to do things exactly the way BANA does. But we in BANA has a charge that's basically like the charge has been assigned, but it's not actually ongoing. The committee hasn't started doing it, and that could be for a number of reasons. It could be because it's only recently been charged, they haven't had time, they haven't gotten to it. So it's rather than showing it as ongoing just because it's been charged, it's probably more accurate. The BANA disposition is TBA. And sort of to be that typically to be assigned, right? Where it's the charge has been charged, but it just hasn't been, the committee hasn't sort of gotten underway. The other, so there's that disposition that I would recommend we add at some point. Another one is waiting. And that might sound maybe extraneous, but the thing about the waiting charge is that there are times where a committee does something, works on a charge, and gets to a point where they can't do anything else until somebody else does their part. And it can be somebody else like outside of the organization, and it's totally not within anybody's control. And so the committee comes to the executive and says, look, we've done everything that we can for this. We have to wait now for, the manufacturer to contact us, and or whatever it might be. I don't have an example off the top of my head, but basically there are lots of times where, or if there's a charge where two committees have to work together on something, the charge to one of the committees may end up being in a waiting status while the other committee, does what it needs to do. So those two things I would propose adding. Scrolling, making sure I'm not missing anything here. From a reporting perspective, one of the things I had said earlier that as a committee chair, it is very helpful to have charges when it comes to reporting so that it keeps keeps things on focus, keeps the work on focus. From a reporting perspective, one of the things that could be helpful is to have when committee chairs report to the executive, whether it's at a monthly meeting or at a midterm or a GA, that in their report they can include the charge and the information about the charge, the number, the dates, and all those sorts of things, and then kind of a narrative that describes where they're actually at. So the disposition could say ongoing, but there could be information to that's definitely worth reporting to the executive about where they're at, or the waiting disposition, right? The narrative might be, here's why we're waiting, here's what we're waiting for. So I would maybe recommend that we sort of think about implementing that a little bit more formally into a reporting structure. I know that's from the CMC perspective, it has a lot of charges, but we'll come back to that. And I would also recommend that, and I actually, no, I don't think it's in the bylaws. Mary will have to tell me, or in the updated ones, but to have somebody, right now it's the vice president, which again, just be the keeper of the charges so that, when, after, let's say, next year, April of 2027, Jody reports to the executive a bunch of things that the CMC, has done, or Matthew does this, in the next couple of months or whatever, that it would be my responsibility to go in and update the spreadsheet. And this is certainly not to say that I wouldn't want input from committee members. I mean, obviously, or committee and committee chairs, particularly if you look and you see that I haven't done something correctly, absolutely tell me. But I know, particularly with CMC, Matthew and I sort of have had these conversations like, do you want to do it? Do you want to do it? Should I do it? Should I do it? And, one of us eventually does it. But, I like to know what I'm responsible for and what I'm not. And then, the committee chair doesn't really have to worry about it. They just have to report on it. So those are kind of the recommendations that I have. Did I just see a hand?
Yes, we have a hand from Matthew.
Go ahead, Matthew.
Oh, all right. Thank you. Sorry, I didn't want to steal your thunder by interrupting the end of your report.
Oh, I'm not done. I have to still summarize the actual charge report. So this is great. It gives people a break from hearing me.
Oh, okay. Well, that's fine. I just wanted to say I really like the recommendations that you've come up with. That's fine. I also just wanted to I don't feel any particular ownership over that spreadsheet. The reason why I did what I did, and it was when I first became code maintenance officer, was actually for the exact reason that you just talked about in terms of reporting. We had a spreadsheet of charges, and it was a spreadsheet of charges for all of the committee. So I wanted to be able to quickly, as the code maintenance officer, I wanted to be able to apply some filters to that spreadsheet to get a list of which of those charges are mine, first of all, and then also which of those charges can I filter out because they're completed or discarded. And then if somebody said, look, can I have a list of charges by Braille authority? I'd be able to sort the list and get a list of charges by Braille authority. And so that's really the only reason why I did it was to make my reporting job easier because I do try and report the charges in my reports. Applied some data validation and things like that to make sure that we didn't have any odd things where someone had put CMC instead of code maintenance or something like that would make the filtering
Yeah.
more difficult. So that was why I did it, was to make my life easier. But I and I'm aware actually there's some work that I never finished because I ran out of steam. But by and large, I'm the spreadsheet is doing what I need it to do. So I feel like I don't have any ownership over that anymore, and I'm quite happy for you to take over. And I built it as far as possible to be easy to take over. You can just add another committee in or add another disposition in, and all the lists will just update themselves with the new values.
Yeah, and I just want to say I'm really glad you did. Like, my comments were not at all like, oh gosh, Matthew did the spreadsheet. Now I don't feel like I can do anything. I'm actually very glad you did. I think it's excellent, and I also find it helpful. And I also appreciate that you have reported in the way that I'm kind of recommending. My thought was just to sort of, it's something that you've done because CMC does have so many charges, but just to kind of put it out there as a, yeah, this would be a really helpful thing, to actually, I guess, sort of officially do. I mean, you've kind of done it by default, and it's been a great way to keep us all up to speed. So that was absolutely not any kind of comment on the way you've reported or what you did, because I think you set us up really well
No, thank you. And
to go forward.
I didn't take it that way either. I guess I was
Okay,
really
good.
just trying to clarify that my work
Perfect.
is done. And so, aside from just doing what I did yesterday because it helped my discussion along, I don't feel, please don't feel like you have to ask permission from me first to update the spreadsheet, is I guess what I was saying. It's
Okay.
done. Just do it, and I'm very glad that I don't have to anymore. So thank you.
Wonderful. Well, that's great, and I would be happy to for you and eventually Jody and any committee chairs too. Like, do keep an eye on the spreadsheet, and if you see something and you're like, hey, Jen, can you update this or whatever, that, I mean, I'll keep doing that. I did also want to mention before and I think I know there's another hand up, that one other thing we may want to think about is if we have a committee chair who doesn't attend exec meetings or either can't or doesn't. I mean, this is a little different with the UEB, the CMC, and GTM, because we do have Matthew and Clive. It might be worth talking about having a liaison. James, I think you've been acting this way with technology and probably with music for a while as well, when Jordy was chair and wasn't able necessarily to come to the meetings. But if we had a liaison, then that would be a great way for the committee chair to report to us so that we know, so that we know what's going on and we can communicate back and forth. It's just, again, another one of those recommendations, something to consider. Not suggesting we make a decision on that today, but something for us to think about just to make sure that we have good communication. I mean, I think a lot of our, I was going to say most of our committee chairs, we do have a couple committee chairs that aren't. So I will take, I know there's a couple more hands. So Marie, I'll kind of hand it over to you and then I'll come back and do my report
Yes, we have
while
James and
the
then Matthew.
actual report. Perfect. Go ahead, James.
Thank you. Jen, I absolutely agree with those extra dispositions. It's got strong analogous to the world of software and bug tracking, effectively, issue trackers. Can I suggest the TBA status should really be not started because it has been assigned to a committee, so we can't use the same nomenclature as banner. So can I suggest not started? That's the
Yeah, I
first
mean,
thing.
I'm sure.
I'll let you respond to that first.
Oh yeah, no, I mean, again, I have no can someone who's the A, am I right that the TBA banner charge, I mean, I know what it means, but is it to be assigned or to be,
The other one is to be agreed, which is definitely
I
not
don't
right.
think it's to be assigned. I think it's like
No.
to be activated or
Okay,
I don't.
yeah, I'm we never
I
say
don't.
the acronym, so that's a
Sue,
really good.
you would know. Sue, do you remember
Yeah, Sue would know.
exactly what that stands for? It's
Yep, just a sec.
Thanks.
But I'm not a fan of acronyms which are not defined.
Well, I
Yeah,
agree.
no,
I,
that's
if we know
fair.
if
That's
none of
fair.
if none of us knows what it means, then it's not very
That
useful.
tells you something.
Yeah, so let
I'm sorry.
Go
TBA,
ahead,
work
Sue.
on this charge has not begun. It's still a valid charge. The committee has yet to address it.
To be
addressed.
That's what it is.
Okay.
Okay. But the fact that we had to
Yeah.
have that looked up for us, I agree with you, James. I have no attachment to it being TBA. I'm totally fine
Yeah.
with
No,
not
no, no,
started
no
or
problem. Yeah.
yeah.
And my second question is about resolutions versus charges. Because this is a, I think, a discussion we probably need to have at some stage.
Yes.
I think probably what we should do about that, and we can do it sooner rather than later, and then after each GA, turn those resolutions into charges. And they wouldn't necessarily, some of them may even be more than one charge. Some of them
Yes.
might not involve a charge. But I think we need to look at the resolutions and then see how they would fit into the charge rubric.
Yes.
Yeah, I think that would
I
be
like
fair.
that. Thank you.
Yeah. Okay, was there anything else, James?
No, that's good. Thank you.
Okay, Matthew, you were next.
I wish I could press rewind on this conversation because I can't remember what I wanted to say. What were you talking about before James came in?
Liaisons, I
That's
think.
right. Yes, thank you. That was what I wanted to say. Thank you. So I've been on both sides of this. Within UKEF, actually, I was very much on the side of I was the chair of a committee, and I had a board liaison, but that relationship was perhaps not the best relationship that it could have been, because once you stop being on a board, you stop paying attention, or at least I certainly do, stop paying attention to when that board meets and what that board needs. And I mean, it's pretty obvious the executive committee meets on the second Monday of the month. It's obvious while you're on the exec. But then when you come off the exec, maybe the exec needs to move the meeting to the first Monday or the third Monday or something. Or, you're not privy to all of the discussions. So you know that your committee's doing all right, but you don't realize that the exec's getting a bit concerned that your committee's not doing all right because you haven't reported for a long time. So I think what I'm getting at is committee liaisons is a really good idea, but I think whoever we appoint as a liaison needs to have a very strong brief that they need to be a proactive liaison. You can't just wait for your committee chair to contact you about something. If you're a board liaison and you've got a board meeting in a week's time, you need to be proactive as the liaison, as writing to the committee chair and saying, "We've got a meeting, what's going on?" And work with the committee chair on the best way to do that. That might be a Zoom call, or it might be a written report, or it might be an email trail, or whatever. But I would just really just want those liaisons to be really proactive.
Do we have any more hands, Marie?
I do not see any more hands.
Okay. I will make a note of your comment, Matthew. All right, I'm just going to summarize the report that I sent out. I'm not going to read through every charge, don't worry. But just to kind of, yeah, give people an idea. So overall, right now we have 70 7-0 total charges. 35 are ongoing, 25 are completed, and 10 have been discarded for one reason or another. By committee, so looking at code maintenance, and this is actually a little different, slightly different now. So I'm not sure. I'll just read this to give you an idea. Code maintenance had 29 total charges, 21 completed, and 7 ongoing. And now that, of course, has changed. And then we have some in the report, which I won't go into. There are charges for committees that don't actually exist anymore. Like there was the training committee and, the promotion committee. Well, like that's the public relations committee. 15 total charges and 8 discarded. Music has 8 total charges, 6 are ongoing. And like I said, there's the training committee, and then we have, GTM and code maintenance and GTM. Finance has one ongoing charge. Signage, I mean, we again, the committee was disbanded, and so the one charge that it had has been discarded. So again, those are the numbers. This is sort of what gets pulled out of the spreadsheet that Matthew created. Then what I did was I included a table for with the ongoing charges of all the committees. And so you can look at the spreadsheet, but I had just Judy had asked me to put together a report. So I just turned them into a table. One of the things you'll notice if you look through this is that we've got like the date of the charge, and then we have the date that the disposition was changed. And this is really helpful because sometimes you look back and you're like, okay, this was done, but when did we finish it? As opposed to just when did we, when was it started? So, and then there's a category for notes as well, in case additional information is needed for the charge. So yeah, that again, the spreadsheet, I feel like I mean, the way Matthew laid out, it's really clear, but and that actually the spreadsheet's the better thing to look at in the sense that it's going to be continually updated. But I just put them all in here in case we needed them at our disposal more easily during the charges discussion.
Jen, you have a
Finally,
hand. I'm sorry.
oh, you're fine.
Yes, we have a
Sure, go
hand from
ahead.
Matthew.
Okay, go ahead, Matthew.
Sorry, Jen.
No, you're
I
fine.
inherited the initial layout from somebody else. I'm not sure who. I just built on it, but I just wanted to clarify and extend the point that you made about having the date that the disposition was changed. The date that the disposition was changed, certainly while I was sorting out the spreadsheet, I took that to mean the date that we changed the disposition, which is most likely the date of
Yes.
the executive meeting on which it happened. So it's not the date on which the work was completed, it's the date on which the disposition was changed. And that then becomes helpful
Yes.
because you can then look at the minutes of that meeting and you
Right.
can get the rest of the discussion.
Yeah. No, that's very true. And so you inherited it from me, but I inherited it from somebody who looked after it before me. And I added a couple of I think I added a couple of columns. So I think everybody who's inherited it has done something to it. But yeah, that's a really good point. Because it is helpful to go back and if you can know the date of the minutes you have to look at. I know there's a couple of hands. I'm almost done, so I'm just gonna quickly finish and then we can have more discussion and then Judy can direct how she wants this to go from there. So the last table in this document is a listing of the ongoing charges the CMC has, or at least had at the time before this midterm, because I know we've added a couple, but they are shown with priority levels. And this was based on a discussion that the executive had earlier this year. I want to say May or June, we had a discussion on how we were prioritizing these. So that's what the final table is in this document. So that's really all I wanted to say. The charges are all here and I've made some recommendations and now I'm happy to have some discussion. And then Judy, basically I'll just let you, when you want to move us on or you want to direct something, please obviously go ahead.
We have two hands. We'll do James first and then FM.
Thank you. Jen, can you give me a to-do to have a chat with you about the music charges?
I
Um, we
certainly
had
can.
we had a committee meeting last month, and we think all of those charges are either discarded or done. Every single one.
Sure.
So we did review
Okay.
them at the music meeting.
Yeah, no, that's.
However, we do have other things like the Resolution 3, which is not a charge, but probably should be.
But we'll get to all that in just a
Yeah.
minute.
Okay.
On
Thank
how.
you.
And yes, I'll give you a to do so that.
But it isn't really a conversation to have with Jen. Jen is only going to update the spreadsheet based on
Indeed.
what happens in
Yeah,
executive
I'm not
committee
going to be making the
meetings.
decisions. Yeah.
So you can't go to
Yeah,
her and say, hey, Jen, change that charge.
So just to clarify my thought on that, yeah, absolutely. I'm not, it's not like I'm gonna just go and do it. I'm just happy to be, because I'm just happy to be like a resource. If you want to talk something through, I know earlier in this
Okay.
term,
So
I contacted committee chairs. Yeah, what's that called? Let you, I just wanted to explain where I was coming from. I was contacting committee chairs and just saying, you know, hey, let's look at your charges and da-da-da, all that sort of thing. So happy to be a resource, but so maybe I won't give you a to-do, but you can
okay. Well,
contact me
that's
if you want.
fine. In which case, at the next exec meeting, we can discuss it then. That's not a problem. You already have the minutes from that music committee meeting, and
I
I'm
would
very
say bring
happy
it
to,
up when you,
yeah, do the
oh, sorry, I didn't mean
music
to cut you off.
the music
When you do
slots.
the report, like bring it up and say, hey, by the way, we've reviewed our charges, and then ask the exec to vote
Yep,
on the dispositions,
that's
and
fine.
then that, and then I would, yeah, that's probably a better thing to do, but
That's fine. Yeah, I'm happy to do that. Yeah, thank you.
oh, here, FM.
FM, yes.
Sorry, I was scrambling around on my computer trying to find where the report was. It was called something else that I didn't. So my question is, no, start again. When an organization has this many charges, I think the it's a little overwhelming to see them in one table like this. So had is there also a separate table for each committee as well that are active, not the
Yeah, I think
current.
that's what we need is a table for each committee showing their active. We don't need the done ones and the retired
Exactly.
ones.
I mean,
And
when you're saying like there's 35, there's 25 that were completed and 10 that are discarded and stuff, but everything's all in one table. All the active charges. I mean, this is. I think it would be very helpful to the committee chairs to just have, here's your list of charges, and here's what we need you to report on.
yeah, no, I that. That's I totally can update the can create the spreadsheet so that it's like that. I honestly, Judy asked me to put a report together and I'm like, huh, okay,
Yeah,
what should
no,
I include?
that's great.
So, but I mean, you're right. It is a lot in one table, and I wouldn't expect that we would use this report at any future time, and I'll give myself a to-do to kind of play with the spreadsheet.
Well, I'm going to talk about this some more in a few minutes, and
Okay.
we'll talk about a way forward and how we're going to work with each of these.
We do have another hand. Judy, could we take another
Yes.
question? Okay,
Matthew.
Matthew.
Yeah, thanks, FM. I just wanted to say that the spreadsheet is capable of producing tables like that. Part of the reason why I put it all in the one table when I did all the work on it, rather than splitting it up into separate tables, was so that you could get a list of all of the completed charges or all of the uncompleted charges, like what Jen has done. But you can apply more than one filter at a time. So absolutely, the spreadsheet is capable of generating all of that data. The data set up so that it can be done. Probably the level of Excel skill that is required to generate all of those separate tables is probably a bit higher than it needs to be. And so, yeah, we probably could set up some additional sheets that take some of the legwork out of it. But yes, the spreadsheet can do it. If you apply filters in the right way, you can get the results that you need.
Yeah, I was just thinking about some of our newer committee people being a little overwhelmed to having to sort through everything. That's all. I love tables myself. I do everything in ta I create little charts for myself all the time. So, but sometimes having just the information that I need for one particular task is really helpful.
So let me talk a bit about where I'm thinking we might put this into practice to see how it works for us. Because I think we've been playing around with charges for actually several years, but we really haven't embraced them quite in the way that I think would be most useful for ICEB. So I'm thinking that over the next few months, each committee can look at their charges and make sure their dispositions are what they think they should be. If they're not, we'll go through as we go through the committees in our meetings in September, October, November, so forth. We will go through the committees, and committees can ask to have those dispositions changed, and we can talk about it. And then once every 4 months or so, we'll ask each committee to report on, and I'm thinking through this part of it, and would welcome your input, but to ask each committee to report on where they are on each charge and where they are on their active charges, and then committees can ask for charges as they need to, especially if they have resolutions that need attention. They will convert those into charges as need be. But I'm wondering, should we do all the committees the same month, which could be a little overwhelming, or should we rotate through committees and each month have different committees report on their charge progress? We don't need to decide that right now, but that's an open question. So I think that the other thing we might consider doing is asking the month that the committee actually reports on the progress of their charges, asking the actual committee chair to attend the meeting so that they can be there for the discussion of their committee. Let's see which committees we need. Braille tech, no, we need a liaison for Braille technology, and
Research.
we need a liaison for research. I think there's com relatively obvious people for both of those, but FM, would you like to be the liaison for research?
Sure.
Okay. And if someone is interested in being the liaison for Braille technology, you could say something now, or I can ask you later.
James, did you say no?
I thought I was the liaison.
Well, I think you've been the de facto liaison, but you don't need, you've got a lot to do. So,
That's fine. Yeah, I don't mind handing it over, no problem.
all right. Well, then you can be the liaison for Braille Technology since you used to be the chair of that committee anyway.
Thank you.
We'll then, over the next few months, take these charges a little more seriously, and committees need to think about what charges they want, because it's better for you to manage the charges from your side than it is to have the executive committee charge you. I'd like the Constitution and Bylaws Committee to create a bylaw regarding charges, documenting what they are, how they're assigned, how they're managed, the dispositions, and don't panic, Mary. I have it pretty much written. So it's but it's something that now we can charge the bylaws committee now to do this, or we can ask the bylaws committee to create a charge for themselves, whichever Mary you prefer.
This is James. Does that just not have to be a motion?
It'll be a motion if Mary wants it to be. Is Mary here? I don't think so.
I don't
Don't
see
see
her
her
name.
name.
I
No,
was looking,
she's
but
not here. All right,
she's not here.
then that answers that question. All right, we'll put this on the agenda for the next meeting. But we need to get some of this a little more documented, so that people can understand and follow along. I totally understand that various members of the ICEB exec are at different. I mean, some of us who have been involved with BANA know this process very well, but we've also seen how effective this process is and how well it works in managing the work of an organization. And I think it's a little overwhelming for an organization that hasn't lived with it to embrace it, because it's complicated, but it does work and it works well. So I'm really I've been talking about this ever since I've been president for 6 years now, and I think we need to we haven't fully implemented it in the way that it would work best, and I think we need to go ahead and do that.
Judy, could I
Any,
just?
yeah.
Oh, I was just going to say, I know this. We don't need to decide this now, but I would say it's probably better not to try to do all the committees. I mean, we could do some committees together, but like CMC. I mean, obviously, we're not going to get.
CMC would probably want to do by itself. You're right.
Yeah,
And
over a couple of meetings.
that's what I'm thinking too, is that, but we're also not going to do, every charge at every meeting. So I think
Yeah.
the ones that committees need to report on are the ones that they're actively working on, not every
Right.
charge on their list.
Right. I just
So,
think initially, if we're going to kind of go through them and be like, yeah, this one needs to change, this one's good, blah, blah,
All
blah, blah,
right.
blah, blah, like
So
that one we would.
each month we will then decide on who's going to report on their charges the next month. Clive, you have your hand raised.
Yes, just a couple of things. I just from my perspective, just going through that list of charges and picking out the ones that relate to my committee was not a hard thing to do, but anything that kind of sorts out charges to be more in sort of sorted into committees would probably be helpful. And when Mary wasn't responding, I quickly went upstairs, and it turned out that an urgent job came in, so she's dropped out of the meeting, but she's comfortable with the idea of developing a whatever is required
Okay,
to
great.
clarify charges. So sorry she wasn't there, but she's just working on an urgent job.
Okay, thank you. Matthew.
Yeah, sorry to be the voice of dissent. I was going to actually put the opposite perspective forward. I actually think that it would be quite useful to at least try and set aside a meeting when we talk about charges, rather than having some charges one month and some charges the next month. I feel
We could
from
see
an
how it goes.
yeah, I sort of feel like from an admin point of
Be
view, it would be
convinced.
easier to do all the charges at once. But I also feel like we have got various levels of experience in ICEB, and I feel like possibly for some of those newer committee chairs, actually, they might have some moral support. If everybody's having to report on their charges at the same time, it might make them feel a bit more part of the community if they hear what everybody else is saying, and learn by following what other people do, and so on.
Well, I that was my first thought too, as the best way to do this. And I, as I said, people aren't going to, I mean, CMC isn't going to be reporting on every single charge. CMC is going to be reporting on the charges that they're actively working on. So it isn't going to be, and reporting, it doesn't necessarily need to be 30 minutes on each charge. I mean, we're talking about a, 2 minutes. Where are you at with it? How is the progress? And most importantly, are there any obstacles? Are there any things that we need to be looking at to help you get on with what you need to be doing? So let's do try to do it all in one meeting, because I actually think that could work, and I think there's several reasons why that's a good idea. So if it doesn't work, we'll do something different, but let's at least try it. I think it could work.
I just have a clarification question about that, because I mean, I don't feel strongly. I was just thinking, wow, there's a lot of, we could get into a lot of discussion. I think there's two different charge reporting things that we're talking about, though, unless I'm misunderstanding you. So I'll tell you what I think you've said, and then you can tell me, how wrong I am or not. I see sort of like an initial one, because we've never really done this, where the committee says, okay, we've got six charges. Okay, charge number one, this one's actually already done. We can, or this one isn't relevant anymore. Can we discard it? Or this is where it's at. And they would go through all of them. But then over time, I agree, every, whatever committee,
Okay.
people aren't going to be reporting on everything. So
Those are two different processes.
exactly. That's
I
why I
agree.
wanted to,
And
okay.
what I'd like to do is to take September, October, and November to do the first thing you just talked about, sorting out your charges, figuring out are the dispositions what you want them to be? I think some of them are in a little bit of disarray. So getting the charges to be what we want, make sure that the committee is charged with the things they should be charged with, and getting the dispositions correct. That's not the reporting on how things are going part of it.
Exactly. So that's the one that I was thinking we couldn't do all at once.
And we're not going to do it all at once.
Okay, that's what I
We're
wanted to
going to do,
clarify.
as committees are ready to do it, we'll be doing it over the next few months. And
Okay, and
then
then the reporting is going to be, yeah.
the actual, like, okay, where everybody report on where they're at with their charges. I'm proposing that we do that in December,
Okay,
which
that.
gives people a chance to kind of catch up and figure out where they are.
Yeah, that makes sense to me. Okay, yeah, because
Okay,
I
good.
think I was talking about one of those processes, and I think we were talking about
Right.
the other,
Because
so.
the first process, the process of, where are we, that should be just an ongoing process. It should be what we're doing every month that we meet. But that hasn't always happened at ICEB, but it's something that the people who have worked with BANA know well. FM.
Right. Now, I think it's also important to make a kind of a distinction between reporting on progress for your specific charges as opposed to the to-do list, because the to-do list is sometimes a bunch of other things that need to be done that aren't necessarily tied to a charge, but are just, things that we've discussed that we've volunteered to
Right.
do or that whatever. So, because
But
I,
the
the
to-do list
main
is unrelated to charges.
Exactly, because sorry, cat. Job of the committees is to work on their specific charges. And things that happen to come up during a meeting are, other extraneous kinds of things. So I wanted to make that clear because again, if we're not used to thinking in this term, it's
A good point. A to-do is not a charge, and the charge is not a to-do.
Correct.
I could have included that.
All right, is this all making sense to everybody? Okay, good. Anything else we want to talk about charges? All right, that leads into the summary of the discussion of decisions made. Not quite sure how this ended up on the agenda, but it's there, so we'll do it. I'm the one who wrote the agenda, so blame it all on me. But there have been a few decisions made and quite a few suggestions made, and dovetailing with the idea of the charges, I would encourage all committee chairs to look at the minutes with regard to the suggestions that have been made and see if you think any of those suggestions should become charges. Because some of them have been some interesting suggestions. Just because something is a charge doesn't mean you have to start working on it today. And one of the things that we, you can think of a charge as putting a pin in it, just to keep it in mind, to remember to do it. So getting it on the charge list means you think it's a good idea. It's something that ICEB should do, and you would like it to be in your order of activities when you get to it. So look at those suggestions, see if you think that there are suggestions that
Judy, we have a
that
hand.
yeah, thank you. That yes, who?
James?
James. Yes, James.
Judy, that just triggers me. Does that mean all the I'm not picking on the CMC, but it's a case in point with the CMC. All those tasks for the CMC, do they suddenly become charges not started?
No,
They
because
don't.
one of the things we talked about in that CMC meeting was that list of tasks and which ones should become charges. And that's one of the things that was dealt with during that meeting.
Thank
So
you.
those tasks remain tasks. They should not be on the charge spreadsheet. And I've got a different document up right now, so that's why I'm not seeing whose hands were raised.
We have Matthew next.
Yes, Matthew.
Thank you, Judy. I was going to say much the same. I think there are probably some candidates on the task list that actually could become charges, and I think in some ways it's a bit unfortunate that the meetings have ended up in the order that they have been, because I think my understanding of charges was probably slightly different to yours in terms of how quickly we need to do them. So I think there probably are some more candidates on that list that could become charges, but I would be hesitant to bring all of them in as charges because I think some of them probably need to be reworded. There's probably some
Right.
duplicates in there. There's probably some that, you know.
Right.
So no, it should not be an automatic process. And I think the other thing that would really help the Code Maintenance Committee is if other committees got some more charges, because I think that's part of what my hang up has been is that our code maintenance already got loads of charges that they haven't started yet. Braille technology's got hardly any, so it makes the code maintenance committee stand out, and that's always been, now that I'm actually thinking about it, that's something that's put the pressure on me quite a lot. And so I think actually if we had a load of charges for Braille technology that haven't been started, it might encourage the Code Maintenance Committee to also have a few more charges that haven't been
Well,
started.
balance.
at this point in time, Braille technology is somewhat of a special case in that it is a committee that is languishing, for want of a better word. And James, I would like for you to set up a meeting between you, me, and Willow in the next few weeks, for us to discuss. Somebody's needs to mute, please, because I'm hearing myself. Thank you for whoever did that. Good job. We need to have a conversation with the Braille Technology Committee specifically, and Braille Technology will be getting some charges.
Well, and if I could just add to that, something doesn't become a charge unless the exec has a discussion and votes on it and, officially makes it a charge. So it's not like we're going to go, oh, look, here's a bunch of stuff. Let's just charge. So it's not, there's more of a process to do it.
That's a really important point, that the executive committee is the only authority for charging. It's the only authority for changing the disposition of a charge. You're not done until the executive committee says that you're done. You might think you're done, but you're not. And what often happens is you come to the executive committee and you say, I'd like to have this charge declared done. And the executive committee says, oh, yes, but what about this and what about that? And you say, oh, golly gee, we haven't done that yet. Okay, then you're actually not done. So, go away and finish it. And that happens a lot. So remember that it's the executive committee that will make the decision as a group about what's done and what isn't done and what's it doesn't necessarily have to be involved in what you do first, what you do second. You can decide that. But in terms of priority, one of the ways that a lot of committees organize their priority is by the due date that's put on the charge. And if it's something that the committee knows it wants to get to right away and can work on right away, when it sets the due date, it will set it quite soon. Whereas if they know that it's a charge that needs time and needs background research, whatever, then that due date can be set farther into the future. So that's generally how the priority of what you're going to do first and what you're going to do second is managed.
Well, and typically, and I didn't actually touch on this, and I likely should have, like, you know, BANA does that. BANA's like, you're going to do this by the spring meeting. And it doesn't necessarily mean it always happens. Sometimes the committee comes back and says, look, we couldn't do it for whatever reason. In right. ICEB, we haven't typically assigned due dates. So that's
we
something.
And
that's
should.
Something we should. I'm going to add that to my notes. But I did want to quickly just comment on Matthew's comment about, you know, the CMC obviously has this huge list of charges. And I completely take your point that it could feel really daunting when you look at, you know, other committees have less charges for various reasons. I think that one is the CMC probably is always going to have the most charges because of what it does and because of the sort of one of our main reasons for being is maintaining, updating UEB. And so I think we're always going to have a situation where the MC and by extension to the GTM are going to have a lot more charges. I completely appreciate how that could feel, but I would, you know, I just want to say by way of encouragement that, you know, I certainly never look at that list of charges and go, oh my goodness, why aren't these all done? I mean, we all want things to get, you know, we all want us to get a bunch of stuff done, but I've never once thought, goodness gracious, Matthew, why don't you have all these, why haven't you gotten all these charges? But just like, it's not lost on me that it's a huge list. So for what that's worth.
But I think there is definitely an unequal distribution of charges among the committees.
100% there is.
Yeah. So that's something that we need to. And it's not a matter of number of charges, because some charges are big and some are very, very small. So they aren't all equal. Everybody shouldn't have, you know, six charges. It doesn't work
yeah,
that way.
It's not going to work that way.
And I think this is right. them, and I think that's why Matthew's done a good job with the prioritization or focusing on. You know, mm-hmm. what are the priorities? Because if there is this lengthy list to make UEB absolutely perfect for every human on Earth, then that's going to take, I don't know, a millennia or two. So we'll, you know, prioritize what needs to be done and what people think are most important. And then, you know, we'll whittle away on, I don't know, fixing the entire English language while we're doing
it. Oh, well, okay.
Can we?
Okay, there you go.
Yeah, well, I mean, my point is nothing's ever going to be, I mean, anything that
we're never going to be done.
Language is never going to be perfect. Just earlier today, I was listening to a podcast about the a linguist's job of, all right, phew, got that done for, oh man, now there's a new usage. So, you know, there's always going to be something new and something to discuss. I was thinking also about your comment yesterday, Judy, about, that, you know, code building can be so boring, which made me laugh. But it's, I mean, obviously it's not boring to, I think, most of the people on this call right now. But, you know, for some people, you know, hashing out line continuation indicators and other things is not going to be their favorite thing. But promotion of Braille literacy, I think, is...
Well,
everything,
yeah, I mean,
everyone.
You could tell how interested everybody got in that topic yesterday. You know, it's a topic that everybody wants to talk about, and lots of people have ideas. Which brings me to James. I'm conscious of the fact that we don't usually put all these suggestions in the minutes, and I'm wondering if we should either include it was a suggestion rich meeting for sure, and I'm wondering if we should include all these suggestions in the minutes, or should we develop a separate suggestions list that came out of this particular midterm?
If effectively all I did, I read through the entire long document, and anything that said moved or anything that said suggested, I added it to the list. I thought it was better initially to be, what's the word, liberal?
Inclusive.
Rather than specific.
Yes. I think so, but I, because I want to preserve a lot of these suggestions, so committees can look at them to see what they might
Well, keep them
actually.
in the minutes. Keep them in
Yeah.
the minutes
Well,
then.
then keep them in the minutes. That's fine. We
Yeah.
can
Could
they
do that.
be in a section though, so
Yeah, they
that.
are. Yeah, they are.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, they're. Do we want to list them, Judy?
In the minutes, yes.
No, I meant now. I meant.
Oh no, not necessarily now. We don't have to go back through all of them. We'll be doing
Okay.
that
Yeah.
at one decision that I want to break out. We did adopt 13 bylaw changes. So, Jen, if you could put on the to-do list for Mary to incorporate those bylaw changes into the bylaws and prepare an updated set of bylaws to be posted to the website, that would be something that we're going to need.
With
Can
pleasure.
I come back on that? There are
Yes,
some
yes.
edits needed.
Right. Well, we'll take care of that.
Yeah.
Okay. I think that's all I had on decisions, and there was a lot of yes, who
Lot of decisions.
speak,
We
please.
have a hand from Jody.
Oh, Jody, yes.
Give me 1 second. I will let her. Okay, Jody, you just have to unmute.
Sorry, I was leaning into the computer and wasn't looking at the screen, which said, yeah, unmute. Hi, everyone. Yeah, I was just interested to know for my information, the next exec meeting, is that scheduled for 14th of September?
It is.
Yeah, okay. So 15th for me. Thank
Correct.
you.
I've added you should have received an invite to the executive committee listserv because I added you this morning.
I think I saw it at 5:30
Right.
this
Okay.
morning, and I thought
So,
I better get ready for these. Yeah,
right.
I saw
That's
that.
fine.
Thanks, Judy.
And then once you're on the executive committee listserv, you'll get the agenda and Zoom link and all that. So, and but
My
yes,
updated
it's
date.
typically the second Monday of each month at 2000 UTC, and we do occasionally change it when people have scheduling conflicts, but for the most part, that's what it is.
Thank you. Yeah, Matthew did mention, I was just confirming, seeing we've had these, there could have
Yes.
been a slight
It's now in the
adjustment.
to-do list too, because I always put the date of the next meeting at the top, so it's there.
Right.
Yeah, I'll click on that link soon and have a
Great.
look. And also there'd be like access to Dropbox and
Exactly. Oh, I'll have
things
to
like
add you
that.
that too. But yes, okay. Put
Thanks,
that on my
Judy.
to-do list, please, Jen.
Sure.
Thanks, Judy.
Sure. Add Jody to the Dropbox.
I am going to add Jody to the to-do list for the next meeting.
I've got access to one folder at the moment, just the technical materials committee, but not the rest. Yeah.
Right.
We have another hand from Matthew.
Matthew,
Sorry,
go for it.
it's a really detailed thing that probably doesn't need to come up now, but it was just going to point out that Jodie already has access to one folder, so you may in fact need to remove her from that folder before you add her to the main folder. So if you get removed, Jodie,
What would
it's
happen
just
if
a
I don't?
well, I don't know. You could try it and find out, but if it gives you an
Okay.
error, then that's probably what the error means.
Okay, good. Thanks. All right, we're in the nearing the end of today's session. And if there's any other comments about charges, decisions, next steps, ways forward.
I do not see any hands.
Good. Well, I think it's been an excellent meeting. I certainly appreciate everyone's contributions. And especially, I want to thank Banna for stepping up to help us with moderators and audio postcards and all of that, because it's nothing like being in person, but BANA did make its presence felt during these meetings, and that's very much appreciated.
We are welcome, and thank you to everyone from BANA. Helped me out.
And thank you to all those who helped organize this meeting. And we did have a little committee with FM and Callie and Stuart and myself and Jen, I think, was that committee. So thanks to the organizing committee
I
who,
think Wendy was also on that, wasn't she?
and Wendy, that's right. Wendy was on that. And we had a lot of work to do with the Zoom processing, and which has all turned out. Stuart was super helpful in setting up the Zoom stuff and making it all go the way it was supposed to. So that's also want to thank Stuart for that.
Well, thank you, Judy. Thank you for all that you did to get this meeting, to where it needed to be and keep us on track. And I know it's you've had a lot going on the last few weeks. And so yeah, thanks for all that you have done and are continuing to do to keep ICEB
And
moving along.
my drugged state hasn't been too much of a problem.
Well, I don't want to be too specific, but yeah, that's having to chair a
Sorry.
meeting like this when you have a broken shoulder and you're trying not
Yeah.
to be too have,
That was
more of a stress. Yeah, I
spacey.
think
Thank
so.
you.
I'm like fuzzy. What's the word
Yeah,
I'm looking
right.
for?
Fuzzy, yes. That's what I am. All right. Anything else? Shall we adjourn? We haven't been having motions for adjourning, but
I so move.
I have
all right.
seconds.
Hey, good. Anybody opposes? We don't need to hear
Somebody somewhere, it's time for a meal. So I don't think anybody, no matter where you live,
Yeah,
it's probably time for a meal. So
that's true. All right. Well, thank you so much, everyone. And it's been a great meeting, and we'll see you all soon. Thank
bye.
you.
Thanks,
Bye. Thank you.
everyone.
Bye.
Safe travels. Bye.